Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So if the Chiefs and the Lions are both going to end up in the playoffs, but they're on the outside of their respective conferences' playoff pictures looking in right now, who do we suspect falls out of those AFC and NFC playoff pictures? We'll get back into that in just a couple of minutes. Plus, top of the hour, about 18 minutes from now, Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for USA Today, tells us how much of a distraction this Lane Kiffin saga has been in Oxford, Mississippi, ahead of a game that they need to solidify their spot in the CFP. A loss would drop them into the jumble of two-loss SEC teams, and given their strength of schedule, may affect their resume for the CFP. We'll talk to Blake about not just Ole Miss, but everything going on rivalry week across college football, final week of the regular season. There are a couple NBA games tonight, Kate, that I thought might be worth touching on. I don't know if you have any angles on it. I mean, there's technically three games. One of them I don't think is even worth talking about, the Hawks and the Wizards. The Wizards are an absolute dumpster fire.
I didn't realize Chris, they've lost 14 straight games.
Yes, they are wizarding as hard as you could possibly wizard right now. I mean, it's
and
bad.
This roster isn't even as bad as previous seasons. Like, you have Chris Middleton, you have CJ McCollum. That's all you have, but
that's it.
Yeah, I guess that is pretty bad.
Yeah, so I'm not even gonna go near that game. I got no interest in it.
Fair.
I do have interest in the NBC doubleheader tonight, in season tournament group stage games. You've got the Magic visiting the Sixers. We may be graced with Joel Embiid's presence. Mm-hmm. Tyrese Maxey says he's fine after sustaining a shoulder injury against the Heat on Sunday, I believe it was. He'll be in there. Sixers getting 2.5 at home. VJ Edgecombe expected to play as well, I think Nick Nurse said yesterday. So, or not expected to play, pardon me. I want to make sure I get that straight. VJ Edgecombe not expected to play tonight against the Magic. But still, Sixers catching 2.5 at home against the Magic. I think I would lean Sixers here and take the points. That's a real basic glance at that game, but I think it'll be a good game to watch, just to watch Tyrese Maxey, see if this shoulder injury affects him at all.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say here is I do like Philly in that game. I would take the points with them at home because Paolo Banchero is also out for the Magic. So sure, Sixers are missing VJ Edgecombe, the rookie. You're missing your franchise player for the Magic. I think that gives the Sixers a little bit of an edge there. Also, these two teams played like a month ago, and Orlando shot 55% from the field and still lost by over 10 points.
Yeah.
So Not that that tells you a whole lot. I mean, that was a month ago and different players and all that stuff. The only other thing I would look at in this game is Tyrese Maxey props. And I would only look overs for assists, assist numbers. Like, he's going crazy with the dimes, his points, his scoring. He is the Sixers. He is the player for the Sixers. He surpassed Joel Embiid at this point. He is the Sixers. Yeah. So if you want to play props on that, I would only look overs for Maxey, at least for assists and points.
Is there a double-double number? He's had 9 assists in each of the last couple games, hasn't he?
That's actually a really good call.
Sorry, he only had 6 against Miami, but 9 against Milwaukee, 9 against the Raptors. Going to have to look up a Maxey double-double number before we get to lightning bets and give you all our favorite plays by the end of the show. Clippers, Lakers, maybe not as interesting as past Clippers, Lakers matchups have been. Lakers laying 6.5, I believe it is, at home to the Clippers. Another in-season tournament game, but LeBron's back. Luka's absolutely on fire. I'm comfortable laying 6.5 in this one. You'd have to get me out to like 8 or 9, I think, before I'd walk away from the Lakers.
I am too, Chris. And I know, I mean, the Clippers, they're playing in L.A. It's not a home game for them, but they're in L.A. They're back in their own beds. But they're coming off a 5-game road trip. So this is their first game back in L.A. since that road trip. And I don't love backing teams that are just coming off of road trips. They got all sorts of responsibilities to do when they get home. They got to see everyone, their girls, their girlfriends' girls, their whatever.
their wives' girls.
I said that wrong, but you know what I mean. Their side piece, all of it. If you want to back the Clippers in any sense, you just take James Harden. Talk about Tyrese Maxey being the Sixers. James Harden is the Clippers. He is the only person keeping this Clippers team competitive. His numbers have been phenomenal. I think if you want any sort of Clippers action, the only way to look is James Harden. Otherwise, it has to be laying the points with the Lakers.
But nice to have an NBC doubleheader tonight of 2 interesting in-season tournament games to keep an eye on, both in Philly and L.A. Wanted to get back to the NFL because we started the show talking about the very interesting scenario that exists now after San Francisco's win last night. You've got the Niners in the playoffs as the 7th seed in the NFC, and that's by virtue of the fact that they haven't had their bye week yet. And so they've got 1 more win than Detroit right now, who has already had their bye. But nonetheless, Detroit's on the outside looking in, Kate, of the playoff picture right now ahead of Thursday's game against the Packers on Thanksgiving. We all almost universally agree, I think, as football fans, as bettors, the Lions are going to be in the playoffs, which brings up the question of, which team currently in the NFC playoff field, Rams, Eagles, Bears, Bucks, Seahawks, Packers, Niners, will not be in the field come playoff time? And I think we both agreed early on that it's the Packers. It has to be the Packers. Yeah. All the questions we have about their offense, the health or lack thereof of Josh Jacobs, missing Tucker Kraft the rest of the year. And oh, by the way, you get +350 right now at BetMGM on the Packers to miss the playoffs, a longer number than the Lions. So I would be on the Packers to be the team that misses the playoffs from the NFC field right now.
I think it has to be at Green Bay, especially with their upcoming schedule too, like a lot of division games as well. I don't trust that offense at all. The defense is what's winning them games right now. And unless something big turns around, which when you have Josh Jacobs on the shelf right now, that's not ideal. That doesn't give me any confidence that this offense is going to turn around. You play the Lions this weekend. That's a massive, massive game, a little bit more so for Detroit than it is for Green Bay. But you have 2 against Chicago. You have Baltimore. You have Denver mixed in there. Like, the schedule's just so tough for Green Bay that I think if there's anyone, especially price contingent, when you pair price with realistic expectations, Green Bay is the one team that jumps out in the NFC.
Yeah, and I think you did a good job of laying out the picture in totality, given the schedule, but you could even just whittle it down to just Thursday, too, and just look at it and say, okay, even if Jacobs plays, which I would imagine he'll push to play, he's going to be less than 100%. this offense has had trouble finding things, especially with Tucker Kraft gone. A simple loss for Green Bay to Detroit. And I don't think anybody would be surprised by that. Green Bay losing to Detroit on Thanksgiving drops them immediately out of the playoff picture. And Detroit jumps in. And you're still telling me that right now, plus 350, Green Bay is priced longer to miss the playoffs than Detroit doesn't compute for me. So, yes, Packers plus 350 to miss the playoffs, just based on this weekend's game, this Thursday's game alone.
And, Chris, I mean, if you look at the line for this Thursday's game, Lions are favored minus 2.5 at home.
Right.
At Ford Field. And the Lions are coming off of kind of a poor performance, I think you could say, in that last game against the Giants.
Absolutely.
Like, they had overtime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dan Campbell doesn't allow that type of stuff to linger game to game. Like, I think this is a spot where the Lions could absolutely demolish the Packers.
The fact that that's still only 2.5 is,
almost a little fishy.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't have to go far to make me go, okay. You could get me to 3.5. I go, okay, that makes sense. Divisional game, Thanksgiving, all that. Detroit coming off a weird performance at home and having to go to OT against the Giants. You may have your doubts, all that. But I look at it and go, 2.5? Inside a field goal? Yeah. I like the Lions, and therefore I think the Packers are the team we would look at on the NFC side. On the AFC side, we've been saying it for a month and a half. The Chiefs are going to work their way back into the AFC playoff field. This is just what the Chiefs do. Even when they were down 10 or 11 to the Colts on Sunday, you looked at it and went, the Chiefs are going to chief, and this is what's going to happen. And so when you look at the AFC playoff field, New England, Denver, Indy, Baltimore, and then Chargers, Jags, Bills as the wild cards, who's the team you like, especially price-dependent right now, to fall out of the AFC picture and the Chiefs replace them?
Price dependent. I think the Chargers do fall out. Price dependent, that's not the best play out there. You're getting plus 115. But with the Chargers, they're scheduled the rest of the way. Their offensive line kind of being taped together, I think they fall out. But Chris, I mean, earlier in the show, you threw out the Bills at plus 550. And I thought that was a great look there for Buffalo to continue to drop and Josh Allen not make the playoffs would be kind of crazy.
Yeah, and I think an important point you brought up too, yeah, they've still got the Jets, Browns, and Bengals on their schedule, the Bills, but those are probably Joe Burrow Bengals, right?
Yeah.
So really, I would only say two gimmies left on the schedule in New York and Cleveland. Then you've got the Bengals, the Patriots again, who you've already lost to, the Eagles, and the Steelers are a mess right now, but you're going on the road, and you pointed out they've had some ugly road losses this year, the Bills have. So there's nothing discounting another loss in Pittsburgh this weekend. If they were to go 2-4 down the stretch, the Bills, yeah, they could very easily finish outside the playoff picture at 9-8. So at that price, it's surprising that they're priced that high, plus 550, to miss the playoffs. I think price dependent. I agree with you. The Chargers, in all likelihood, fall out at 9-8. You know, I'm arguing against myself now because earlier I said 9-8 probably doesn't get you into the AFC playoffs. But if we've got the Chargers at 9-8, if we've got the Bills at 9-8, if we've got the Steelers maybe at 9-8, maybe the Jags too. We could have a mess for the final spot in the AFC, and you might end up sneaking in at 9-8 based off of some kind of tiebreaker. Second tier of the AFC is just really not very pretty right now. Coming up next, how much of a mess is it in Oxford, Mississippi, and how much will it affect Ole Miss this weekend? Blake Topmeyer of USA Today joins us to talk college football here on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.